So first of all, give us some idea of the extent of the purchases that DLA does every day.
Well, DLA supplies all of the repair parts for the 84% of the repair parts to the services. We support more than 2,000 weapon systems, and we also supply 100% of food, fuel, medical equipment, clothing, and construction material for the services. So we have 8 supply chains, and we manage close to 5 million items.
All right, and what about counterfeit parts? How extensive a problem is that across all of those supply chains?
Well, the greatest evidence of counterfeiting that we have seen has been in the electronic component area. We do pick up fewer incidents in our other supply chain areas, but primarily in electronic components, microcircuits, resistors, connectors. That's where we're seeing the greatest incidence of counterfeiting.
So these would be parts that you are putting into existing equipment as a matter of fixing them.
Exactly.
That can be really scary when you're talking about people on the front lines depending on that equipment. What are all the checks and balances you go through to make sure that counterfeit parts don't get to those battle lines? And are those checks and balances working?
Well, yes, we have a number of different checks and balances that we use. First of all, we try to deal with original equipment manufacturers where we can or authorized distributors. But for many of our parts, because our weapon systems are older, the parts are no longer in production. And then we have to turn to other types of distributors and the open market. And when we do that, we are careful to impose additional controls, like requiring some kind of traceability that shows us the pedigree of the item. And if that traceability is not available, then we will bring the item in and do some extensive testing on it before we will provide it.
So these are parts that might have been discontinued from, say, Texas Instruments or Motorola or somebody like that, some of the big old chip makers.
Exactly.
And so it would come from, I mean, are most of the replacements or the plug-compatible or pin-compatible parts from China?
Well, we do not buy from China, but many of the counterfeit parts are coming in from China. So, what happens is we go to buy from a regular aftermarket supplier. Because what happens when some of these parts go out of production, there are companies whose business is to buy up those parts and hold on to them until there is a need for them. So we try to buy from those types of suppliers. And when it's not available, then we do go out on the open market and we require traceability. But currently, we're not getting any of those chips from China, the military-grade chips. They have to be approved, and those suppliers are not over there.
We're speaking with Chris Metz, the Director of Technical and Quality Policy Division at the Defense Logistics Agency. So tell us about the plant DNA tracing program. How does that work?
Well, this is an R&D project for us right now, but we're close to concluding, and it's looking like it's very successful. The plant DNA provides a signature marking that cannot be replicated. And the other thing that makes it desirable is that it doesn't impact the performance of the part that it's used to mark. It's incorporated into the ink. The ink is used to mark the item. And we started doing R&D on this technology because it is used commercially to prevent counterfeiting. It's used to actually mark parts for authenticity in areas like medical, medicine, and all pharmaceuticals specifically, and also wine labels, other things that are counterfeited. So we thought it might be useful in marking these small microelectronic parts.
So this is something the suppliers would have to mark them with.
Exactly. And it's their signature mark is specific to their plant. It may even be specific to their lot, so that you have that kind of physical traceability back to the origins of the part.
So here you're talking about goods when they're manufactured, as opposed to just a few minutes ago you were talking about having to buy them from resellers.
Right.
This new plant, botanical DNA marking, wouldn't really fit into that circumstance, would it?
Well, we are also testing it with a distributor right now. And what the distributor does is when they get parts that don't have a good pedigree, he'll actually do the testing on the part, do extensive testing on the part to ensure that it's a good part and it's the part as it's represented. And then he would have his specific DNA signature mark, too, that would represent that it's gone through that process. So it can be used in a number of different places in the supply chain.
And are counterfeit parts non-functional, or they just simply you can't rely on them as much?
Well, they may be somewhat functional. They may be completely functional, but you cannot rely on them. The commercial environment that these electronic components have to operate in is not as stringent as the military weapon system environment, so you may not actually know that they fail until you put it through some extensive environmental testing. So it is a great concern. It's also difficult to detect without some really good testing and good knowledge of the military environment and the counterfeiting techniques for that reason.
How often do you find that concerns over counterfeiting or this additional testing you have to go through actually slows down the whole process, meaning that, again, if we take the scenario of people on the front lines, they're going to have to wait to get some electronics because the ones that you've ordered may be counterfeit, you're just not sure?
Well, we do have a very good process for prioritizing our acquisitions. So, for example, if we had a weapon system that was waiting for a part, and usually that would be at the maintenance line, then we can expedite that testing to ensure, you know, we get the right part out there to them and that it's the integrity of the part is assured. But that whole obsolescence issue is a difficult one, and that probably is the one that impacts. It's like finding a source to start with that impacts the production line.
Now, Congress has made the counterfeit parts issue something government-wide with the Defense Authorization Bill. It requires, you know, agencies and their suppliers to certify their supply chains. What do you think that government agencies outside of DLA could learn from DLA in dealing with this whole problem?
Well, one thing that we have done is a qualification process for distributors. You know, normally the qualification process is geared to manufacturers and looking at their production processes, but what we instituted was a process where we looked at the distribution process, the ability of distributors to ensure that they are getting parts from reputable sources, that they track the pedigree of that part throughout the distribution process, that they store it properly. And so once we qualify a distributor, then that does allow us to do business with them without any kind of delays. So that is one program that has been very successful for us. We've done that in the area of the microcircuits for two of our federal supply classes there. So that is one of the lessons learned, one of our successes that we are sharing with our sister agencies.
And so could sister agencies take your certification and simply use it and say if it's good enough for DLA, it's good enough for us?
Yes, they could. But, you know, DLA is the primary supplier for that particular supply class. So what it really does more is assure our customers that that kind of due diligence is being done for that supply class. They're not normally buying those items. We are the one who primarily buy them.
And just wanted to follow up quickly. You said that electronic parts is where most of the counterfeiting occurs. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see it in, like, medical supplies or electromechanical components or even foodstuffs that you might be buying?
I have not seen it in the food or the medical area, although we are very attuned to what's going on in the medical industry overall because we are aware of the potential for counterfeiting in the pharmaceuticals area. But we have not seen it here at DLA. We have not detected it. But in the mechanical area, we do find counterfeits. It's not as great or as frequent as we do in the electronic components. But, you know, through our regular testing, we do pick up on an item that is counterfeit. And then we follow through, certainly, with the supplier and our investigation and all that.